The Cat Lady, written by Dick King Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
Hastily, the Cat Lady made her way from the room in the east wing, where this latest litter of kittens had been born, to the principal bedroom of Ponsonby Place. It was a spacious chamber where her parents had slept in their lifetime, their previous lifetime, that is, and which they, in their reborn shapes, still naturally occupied. Once, the Colonel had been a fiery old soldier and his wife a bit of a battle axe, and now no other cat ever dared cross this threshold. The Cat Lady found them lying side by side in the middle of the great four-poster bed. Percival had been reincarnated as a white kitten that had grown into a very large and fat cat. His sweeping whiskers aped the military moustache of the human Percival. Florence was a tortoiseshell with just the same small dark eyes that had once glinted behind Lady Ponsonby's pince-nez.
"Papa! Mama!"
cried the Cat Lady excitedly. She could never bring herself to address them by their first names. At the sound of her voice, they yawned and stretched themselves upon the fine silken bedspread with its pattern of damask roses, which was now much torn by sharp claws and dirtied by muddy feet.
"What do you think?" went on the Cat Lady. "Our dear departed Queen is come to stay. Edward the Seventh may now be King of England, but here at Ponsonby Place Victoria still reigns."
"Mew!"
said Percival in a bored voice, and Florence echoed, "Mew!" And they climbed off the four-poster and made their way down the curving staircase towards the dining-room, for it was time for tea.
"Oh, how I wish Mama and Papa were still able to speak the Queen's English!" "Oh, the King's English, I should say," mused the Cat Lady, as in the huge stone-flagged kitchen she set about the task of filling a large number of bowls with a mixture of fish heads and boiled rabbit and ox liver.
"For that matter, I wish that those others that have been reborn could speak too. How nice it would be to talk over old times with Uncle Walter and Aunt Beatrice, or chat about school days with Ethel or one of the other gals.